So, guten Tag and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Tuesday's edition of, yes, you guessed it, Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude Omamigbe, Ambassador, Commissioner, Minister of all things bole and fish related. So, yeah, if you have a problem with your bole, you know whom to call. That would be me, yours truly. Now, we start off on the office beat this morning with a very, very interesting video that has popped up. In fact, it's one of those videos that yet again reiterates how it's not just the government that are to be responsible, or maybe they are. We'll find out as the show goes on. But it's the people. According to one of my seminarians back in secondary school, it's man's inhumanity to man that has led to a lot of the problems, a lot of the wars, a lot of the grievances that many people are currently experiencing. So, a video surfaced recently showing how bags of rice had some of their content removed before being sold. How many of you have seen that video? They put like a funnel, a pipe, into, don't forget, those sacks are made of some kind of a fiber or thread, all right? So you can actually separate them, which is what they did. They separated these fibers, they put in this pipe, and then they siphoned just about, four liters, those are what we call the custard rubber, right? The custard bucket, right? So they siphoned just about that amount of rice. Then they moved on. They were doing that to several bags. Several bags. And in fact, when I saw that video, I remembered my late uncle, God rest his soul, you know, once telling us that he has learned that when he wants to buy cement, he doesn't buy from the retailers. He goes to the factory itself and orders that this is what he wants, and he stays there to watch it. He was a very patient man. Because he said, what you see on the bag is 50 kilograms. But very often, they remove 3 to as much as 5 kilograms from the cement pack. But you don't know. All you see is a 50 gram stamp. This is 50 kg worth of cement. But it's not. It's actually less. And it got me thinking, what other places do people cheat other well-meaning Nigerians, particularly those of you in River State, without people knowing? Let's expose them as much as we possibly can this morning. But there's an undertone to this, because some of the traders have argued that really successful businessmen cheat the system in order to make money. That if you don't do this as a trader, if you don't remove five cups from the gari bag or the rice bag, you will not make any profit. You will not make any profit, because if you sell as they have loaded it to you, then by the time you pay your salaries, by the time you pay this, you pay that, you have almost nothing. And I ask, just to counter that, if that's the case, how then do you think the companies who manufacture these products sell it to you with that exact metric count? If they can sell it to you with that exact metric count and they seem to be making profit, why can't you find a way to make profit without cheating Jude and the rest of the Port Harcourt residents? Yes, as always, please, when you call us, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you did not quite see it or hear it, do not make unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Go on to social media at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our smart number is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. The other numbers, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Ima is my first caller. He is speaking to us from NTA Road. Good morning to you, Ima, and welcome.
Good morning, bro Jude. Happy Christmas.
I wish you the same. Compliments of the season to you.
An interesting topic from you this morning. I sent my son to go and buy 8 cups of beans from one of the markets in Port Harcourt. And I told him to be careful.
8 cups.
Let your eyes be on the person that will measure the bee. Because if you turn your face, they will not use the back of the cup and measure it.
What?
After talking to my son, he did not take it serious. He left. Then I told them to give him 8 cups. So when the person wanted to measure it, what the person did was to come up with a story.
Interesting.
And he told me, the person used the back of the cup.
Wow.
So when he brought it back, I told him the quantity of this bee is not up to 8 cups. So he doubted me. I said, what cup? He said, makeup. We have makeup in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it and made sure it was 5 cups.
5, not even 7.
It was 5 cups.
Wow.
But he paid for 8 cups.
And they gave him, wow.
So I told him to carry it back. So when he carried it back, I started to make trouble with the man. Another person that was by the side where he was measuring that cup came to him and said, I saw you when you turned the back of the cup and measured for this boy.
Whoa.
So that was when he now collected that bee and now measured
proper.
And the boy brought it back to the house.
That's terrible. Tonye is in Degema. Tonye, good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, please.
Yes, I'm glad. I don't know how the gentleman with this, but I like when you mentioned the way after you from the topic. I love when you mentioned the men issue. Because I used to accept men.
And oh.
When you mentioned that your father,
my uncle,
your uncle, that you grandpa, yes, it's better you buy from the ghetto. Because it's difficult from the shops. You see 50 kg bag of cement. Because I have shops, I know people that when immediately the truck comes to their shop, the next month, they are releasing it.
How did you do this?
For several years, because I saw cement for about 7 years or 5 years. So for several years, I know those persons. There's how.
Did you, Tonye, let's be honest now. Did you reduce the bags of cements you sold?
No, because I buy from depot straight to their site. So I have the time for that because I don't have a shop. I have a shop, I have an office. But I buy direct from depot and supply straight to site or to anywhere the person wants it. But is very, very good. This issue now of the bag of rice. Now I think sometimes we should also ask questions to manufacturers, because one cannot buy, for instance, I cannot buy a bag of cement of about right now 4,000 from Depot, then I sell it 4,100 or 4,200. So sometimes the issue comes from the price the manufacturers are giving to the wholesalers and the retailers. So everything goes down to the manufacturers.
But is it really the manufacturers? Because don't forget, the manufacturers have to manufacture at a certain cost. Chris is an artillery. Chris, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. To tell you the truth, where I do my own, I do thing with numbers. But the problem is this. There are some of the papers before you get them at the rate of 100 naira. But today, those things now, 1,015.
Okay.
So, and if I get such something, 1,000 or 1,500, do you expect me to give you that thing at the rate of 1,000 naira, something I bought 1,500? That's to maintain customers. No. The problem is this. It's reality. And it looks as if we are the problem. We are not the problem.
Some would say, Chris, some would say you're the problem, yeah. Because if I use your analogy, if you bought it for 1,500 or 1,000, you won't want to sell it for a lower amount because that will incur a loss. But why don't you, you know, explain, like some people have been explaining, and say, look, madam, I have to sell this now at 1,800. This is it. You know, this is where the reality is. I have to sell it at this amount. Rather than reducing it or tampering with it and selling to an unsuspecting person for the same amount. That's deception.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, from buying and selling, there's a difference between supermarket and the negotiating business.
Yes.
In supermarket, you don't hear brands. When you go there, you see this thing is 1,000. It's 1,000. You don't question them. But at times, can you do something like 1,000? You're selling supermarket 1,000. Somebody can be play. You can get 900 from this side.
And that's, we're saying the same thing, Chris. You are negotiating. Barry is in Ajibai State. Barry, good morning to you, please. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Hello, Barry. Go on, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Compliment of the season.
Compliments of the season to you too, please.
Thank you. Good. Did you know that people are very wicked, not everybody. Some people are very wicked. That what you earlier said. You know, I went to the market to buy some material, and I trusted this my customer. Then, thank him to give me 5 years of material to a senator. Because of the trust I have in him, I left the place and went another place to buy other things. Behold, before I come by, you have wrapped everything into my bag. You trust, I went to the house. When I get to the shop and I'm going to the flute, it was 3 years. Instead of 5 years.
Three? A whole 2 years missing?
My God. I went back to the market again. And I asked, why did you do such thing to me? Upon the old trust I trusted you. He said, hey, mistakenly, he's not the one that I bought. He mistakenly put my own into another person's bag and being like, you're telling me sorry. I said, no, he's not sorry. Because I trusted you. And that's what we have been doing to other people. I was saying that another woman has come in and has said the same thing I was complaining about. So it's like human beings are dangerous.
But
and one thing I know that money you are collecting from people, you don't chew that money called paper. You don't call it, just chew it as a paper. You still use it to buy other things from other persons. This is not right. So let us be real with the business people. Let us try and do the right thing at the right time so that we can be blessed in what we are doing at hand. Don't wonder some people stay in the shop from year to year and still complain they are not doing well. It's because of what they are doing to customers. It's a lesson to, if they can hear this voice this morning, it's a lesson to every businessman that is doing business in Port Harcourt. Thank you and God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. But that's the thing. He's talking about maybe a higher road. But some would say some businessmen have made billions. They are making billions. Take, for example, those who steal the rice. They sell the rice after selling to you bags of rice. Hello, Port Harcourt returns after this break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. No sharp practices here. And once we are done with the adverts, we come straight back. Good morning to you, Jude or Mamigbe is my name. Now, we're looking at sharp practices that you've experienced, particularly here in Port Harcourt. Now, I made mention of that very interesting video that's been going around in recent days where rice has been taken away from the bags. About, I think that custard bucket, that custard rubber that we like to call it, I think that's just over 4 liters or 5 liters, you know, in volume, that is. But anyway, so that amount of rice is taken from each of the bags as they were being deposited in the warehouse or in the market. You know, the boys came, they sat on it, they put a hose, right, or a funnel of some sort, and then obviously, you know, flowing from a higher concentration to a lower concentration, you know, that if used, just phew, pulled out. When it was full, they stopped it, right? They adjusted the bag, boom, and they moved away. So this is how these boys were literally carrying buckets and buckets and buckets of rice. And I'm very sure they're not going to distribute it to the poor in the community. It looked like they were going to sell it. It makes you wonder, because if I'm honest, right, that can be described as stolen product. Whether or not the organ knows about it, the point is, it was sold, right, with a packet, with a standard, and that standard has been, in quotes, tampered with. So it's no longer the original product. That's why you get to see some products that tell you, don't purchase, don't buy, if the seal has been taken off. But apparently, we found out that some seals are usually broken and then resealed. It makes the whole thing a huge Herculean task to go through. So, now we've shared rice, and I've also talked about Gary. What other sharp practices have you noticed here in Port Harcourt? And by the way, if you're a trader, well, good morning to you.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. My name is John. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, John. Thank you for calling, please.
Yeah, I think one of the highest companies that have to do with sharp practice is having station attendant.
Oh, okay.
If you go to that place and you are not observant, sorry will be on the duty. I don't want to mention the name of the station, but they are very notorious in that house. The very popular police station in Port Harcourt. Very notorious. One day, one girl was pumped in the next day, she off the meter and told me the elevator went off.
Mm.
Or what went off. I just said, now, if it doesn't, what liter have you pumped into my car? First liter. I said, no. From the time I came to this, please, you have not pumped up to 10 liters to buy car. So why would you tell me 4 liters? You get it, it was more than 4 liters. It's okay. Can you go back to the previous meter?
Yes.
It's not going to work. That meter is not automated. So I went straight to the manager. I said, please come. I have a complaint. It was then the thing was done on us that he has behaved. I called the manager twice and was talking to the manager. The manager came back and told her to see my bank talking. And she filled his bank. And the man told me to pay her the equivalent I feel with you for what? And how much I used to fill my bank that she paid again. So,
yes.
A lot of sharp practice in this day that is going on with our podcast.
All right. Petrol attendants, you've been called. Interesting. I used to hear about that, but a friend of mine said, well, it's not really possible for them to adjust because, you know, that measurement is linear, particularly if it's electronic. But here we are. We're hearing there's a different way to cheat people of their gas. 93. Good morning.
Hello,
Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Please, could you turn off your radio set? Could you turn off your radio set, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, I've done so. Can I be anonymous?
Yes, please. You have a right to be.
Okay. Yes, pertaining the rice issue, my company where I work, they asked us to go and get some bags of rice, almost 100 bags.
Mm.
And which we did, we went to a lady that is selling rice and asked her, and to be precise, the name of the rice was Mama Pride. Hello?
Yeah, well, listen to you,
hello?
Please. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, it's a Mama Pride. So ask her, I think the rice is unfree and unfree. And she said yes. Greatest surprise, after carrying the rice back to the office to start giving out the rice, some of the staff, we will now find out that there are stones, not even sand spoons, inside the rice. And we now, I called the woman personally because he sent me. I called her personally. She said, what we are noticing is that there is stone, not even sand. So she said I should bring that particular one. I carried that one. But other people started calling, complaining of about the same thing. And which we now later find that even leaked. And because the process started, we started more things, but she said it's 50 kg. So when we put it on the pillow, try to scale the rice. Now I want to follow the normal process after we have seen stones. So we found that it's not even up to the
50 kg.
Yes, and we want to pick it up with her as a company. But she started bleeding, started crying that we should bring the whole rice back. And we have already sent out some, and this is just this Christmas period now. So I'm already, we have already sent out some of the rice out. So she started to deny. She now confessed that yes, it's not, it's the way she bought the rice, that they opened the rice and they use other rice to fill into mama's rice.
Wow.
She now complained and then brought that she opened up and said the truth. And I said, okay, just now that you have said the truth, okay, what is the way out? Because if you want us not to pick it up with you. So she just, she decided to give us boo. And the boo now will not pass through the normal process where the boo is up to the 50 kg. And she, the one that is already on ground will now change the one that is already on ground. That is how. So people should be very careful at this particular time, even in New Year, if they want to get anything, they should shine their eye as the normal is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Wow, look at that. Some more sharp practices coming through. All right. Let's get to WhatsApp now. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Jude, good morning. And compliments of listening to you, to all of you, and Nigeria Info. Compliments to you. This practice of using the bottom of the cup to measure has been on for decades. I actually am just hearing this for the first time. Maybe because I've been very fortunate, you know. But anyway, move on. My mom told me of this evil years ago. This means that this cheating practice has been going on for decades. This has to be 70 or 80 years ago by Nigerians. Every Sunday and Fridays, these cheating Nigerians troop to churches and mosques, deceiving themselves. Afterwards, all the cheats point to Abuja and government houses. Our politicians practice these corruptions in government all over. Nigerians need to repent. Interesting. 93, good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, welcome, please.
The gospel truth is our people don't know how to do
the gospel truth. Apologies, apologies, sorry. You caught me, you caught me by surprise.
Until we go back to the nitty-gritties of life, most of us, we are so choleric in nature. All we think is to cheat people. And it's unfortunate when you see such businesses, they don't last. Less than 3 months, you will see them. Even 3 years, you will see them again.
Are you sure? Because I don't know if you have seen that that video that's been trending. That business looks like a very well-established business.
Do you know the bags and bags? Problem that business is carrying? Haven't you been to a market? Everybody's calling you. Come, come. You look at some people, your spirit will just reject them totally. Some of them, you look at their face, you fear will creep you. Don't go there. Because your spirit has already ministered to you that this person is a dupe. Look at the Asians, how they do their businesses, and their businesses have lasted long. There's a period they go for sake of time. This sell of time is for everybody to make gain. That does not mean that the price have changed. No. For instance, the platform might be going for 2,000 naira. Sell of time, they're selling it for 1.5. At this period, people buy and resell when the price will not go back to 2,000 naira. And most of us from Nigeria, we cash out from these privileges. And our businesses are booming. No need to dupe anybody or cheat anybody or change the volume or the quality or the quantity of this product. It's just a sensitivity. Most of us, we come to businesses because for poverty. We are looking for job, no job, nothing, nothing. Like I've said, grammar now. Do you know that this groundnut they are selling, they are changing the quality of it and the quantity. But you also know there are people who are selling groundnut today, they are living large. How? They are supplying to bigger supermarkets, to bigger people at home. I'm telling you, as they are prospering, our mentality to business is so skewed. Like, you make a comment that every businessman that is a billionaire, he cheated, is a lie.
Well, that's what some people said, which is why I asked the question. So, you don't agree with
because
that?
Because they have modeled their man as a cheat. That is one thing about human. Whenever they are guilty of something, they try to coin a grammar or a word to comfort their or to chill their bad attitude. Oh, as a businessman, for you to make billions, you must cheat. Is that
going
to cheating anybody?
I don't know.
You are talking about retailers and those who are selling it to consumers. This is where the problem lies.
Wait, Zion. We cannot, in all honesty, as it were, exclude or exempt even the manufacturers of being shoddy. We can't. Because they've been in the US, they've been civil suits to that effect of companies that have done things that they ought not to do.
Every manufacturer on their pack, there are labels 5 kg, 20 kilograms. If you buy any product from the manufacturer and the scale it is not 5 kg, you have the right to sue. It's no matter of anything. They told you that this product is 25 okay. For instance, look at the cost that we are buying today. Does cost that full again? No, it is half. But who has the time to go and sue? Everybody else buy and go now. But let somebody sue, somebody should sue it, and you see that yes, that company will pay you.
Okay.
For that kilogram they have reduced. And other people that also you shop for sweet again is the gas station.
Oh, really? They do. They have sharp practice in
the iron.
Wow, gas people, they do that too. Chris in Mumbiakani.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Yes, I want to say virtually all marketers are into these sharp practices.
Wow, that's a blanket statement.
I'm a transporter.
Okay.
I was hired to carry this is a fridge, new fridge. You know, they have a warehouse where, you know, that this fridge come with the spare parts. With what do they call that, this thing? That they normally change where they fill the gas. Compressor.
Okay.
All fridges come with compressor. Spare one.
You have really? To
know with that one. Yes.
Chris, I have friends who are into this electronic business. I'm going to ask, are you saying that fridges come with spare compressor when they buy them from the factories?
Yes, the manufacturer wrote it on this thing, that free that. You know, they will take it to one warehouse, took their time to peel off the free whatever, remove all the labels.
Wow.
And then put out the extra thing. Put them one side, and each time they finish with that, they will ask, they will get the motor to transfer to their shop.
Mm.
That's what they did. Now, another one was this small, what do they call this food we are eating? What do they call this plantain?
Plantain cheese, quackery?
Bole.
Okay.
Bole.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, Bole, people, they fry, they roast yam also.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, if you are not there, because they will press it, squeeze it for you before they put their oil and all of that. They will, if you are asking for 5 yam, they will either put 4 or 3. As they squeeze it, you will not know. Just you are there to see it. Because when they teach you see, you will not know. So you have to be there to know how many yam they actually put
what?
For you. At the end of the day, if you don't watch, they will remove some yam, put 3 yam instead of 4, just like that, and then pour the oil for you. So it's almost in every business. I don't know how we'll get out of this.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. My beloved Bole and Fish Sellers. 93.3. Hello, Posako. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude. My name is Jude. I'm calling from Woji.
It's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. How is Woji this morning?
Woji is fine. Everybody's calm.
Good.
Thank God. We give God the glory.
Good.
The problem, actually, is not Nigeria thing. It's maybe we have lost conscience as a nation. We're so greedy. Everybody wants to make money.
Mm.
The truth is, every business have honest people and dishonest people.
Fair enough.
But what is lacking in our nation is the monitoring factor. You know, one of the reasons why people obey the law is not because they want to obey, but because of the punishment that we follow when they default. Hello, are you listening to me?
Well, listen to you, please.
Yes. So when there is no punishment for doing the wrong things, then people will continue to do the wrong thing, no matter how small it is. There must be punitive measures for every wrong thing that is reported. You see, business people will not do the right thing unless they know that there is a punishment when they are caught doing the wrong thing. And until we are able to do that, these things will not change. They have come to stay with us. People are dishonest. That's the truth.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jackson is in Rumah Hollow. Jackson, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jews.
Good morning.
I'm very happy to be a part of this program this morning.
Welcome, please.
What you're saying has just been part of. There are so many people who are just used to it. So on the business aspect of it, if you don't have that idea or you don't go with that idea, people believe that whatever business you're doing, you will not succeed.
Mm.
Now, like in the cement side you're talking about,
yes,
I work in the building side. Now, if you look at the cement bag, they wrote 50 plus 1 or 49 or so. It's either plus or minus.
Okay.
But there are people who do this cement business. They go to the factory to buy the sack bag of cement. And then they go to the warehouse. They take it to their warehouse. And they refill it. They do refilling.
Mm.
By the time you see that 50 bags, they said, the bag of cement, they say is 50 kg.
Yes.
If you weigh it, you will now see that most of them weigh 40 kg and 45 kg. But it is not the people who work in the side. As you are carrying the cement, you say, oh, this cement is so light. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
But the owner, the one who bought the cement, do not know anything about it. You just go there, you pay, and they load the cement for you. And even the people who are loading the cement, they know the ones. If you complain, they will go to the site. They'll go to where they keep the one that is 50 kg. They will load it for you. Once your attention is not there, they will still go and load the other one that is not complete 50 kg. So it's just part of the business people. They have that impression that if you don't do this thing, you will not succeed in the business. Then another one again, if you, like somebody, like I was working in a site where somebody paid for vibrated blocks.
Okay.
Now, the vibrated blocks is more costly than the one they use hand to mold.
Yeah.
The man paid for 7,000 vibrated blocks. After he did the first 2,000 supply, now they now went and brought the hand mold, of which the man has paid for vibrated blocks.
Why do that?
It was when I called the supplier, the one who are bringing the blocks. I called him. I called the driver. Look, the man said he paid for vibrated blocks.
Yeah.
That is one you're bringing. His hand mold. He said no. I said no. You can't tell me because I know about him. This one, the engine mold is mold on top pallet, so there will be no sand at the bottom of the block.
Hmm.
But this one you're bringing now. There is sand at black sand at the bottom of this. So how many? So it's not vibrated blocks.
Yeah.
And the driver told me that wait, wait, my girl will come and see you. Say, don't tell anybody, my girl will come and see you.
Wow.
I said, no. If I allow your girl to see me, which means I'll betray the confidence, the trust that the owner have.
Hey, instead of you, looking at
what they are bringing and what is coming in, inside the site. He said, no, say, I should not worry that your girl will see me. When the girl came, I said, no, I don't want to listen.
Okay, all right, Jackson, interesting. Muriel is in Okrika. Muriel, good morning to you, please.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Jude, good.
Welcome. Good morning, welcome, please.
Thank you. Jude, do you know this corrupt practices is right in our churches?
Ah.
Do you know that there are some, absolutely. Do you know that there are some, all those ushers or that collect offerings?
Yeah.
Do you know that as they gather the offering, some of them, they will take it away, the rooms where they're taking it to, and they will weigh the envelopes that are heavy.
Okay.
They will pocket two or three. Absolutely, they do it.
Uh-uh.
And I've seen some pastors come out to condemn them and try to even swear for them, lay curses, that if you do this, this will happen to you. And it's happening to them. They are not even scared, though, whether you curse them or not. They go and they collect them and they make money from it. And that's why I want to praise the former president, Goodluck Jonathan. You see, when he said corruption is an stealing is different, that a person who is a thief. Corruption is different from that. See, I tend to believe him, and I think that's why I want you to believe if there's someone that can come up and explain the difference between the two. Do you know that in our federal parastatals, if not for Jonathan that brought up this TSA program, this single treasury, this and that, all monies can just, it will be paid directly into the account. If you go to teaching hospital today, dude, if you're paying something of 100 naira, you have to go to the bank, to the pay point and pay. And that has saved our federal parastatals for a long time. So this is very, they should come out and tell us, what is the difference between corruption and this? 100 naira you pay to the bank, 1,000 you pay directly to the bank just to help. Because do you know that even before now, all those people that are working in federal parastatals, especially in UPTH and some of these organizations, you will see a small clerk or even a small, just a little person at the corner, they are making money, they are building mansions.
Yeah.
Because they pay money directly to them. They will just pocket the money at the end of the day. If they receive 100,000, they will just put 2,000 naira in the. They will just submit 2,000 naira and they go with all
that. No fear of God.
So, absolutely, dude. So, and I believe this thing is from childhood. Some children have mind to steal. I went to the market last week, Wednesday. A little girl that was helping her mother sell in Rumokoro market, dude. Do you know that the mother was crying, that she's looking for money? She's looking for her money. The mother did not mention the amount. She said she tied the money somewhere and kept, that she's looking for it. It's just her daughter, a little daughter that is selling with her, a small girl. And then the small girl was somewhere, now moved somewhere else. And then the neighbor of the woman started accusing her that if any money lost, it could be your daughter. I'm going to let you open and they enter there. The lady that fell close to the woman now went to meet the daughter. You took your mother's money. Why did you do that? The girl now said, it's not me that took the 6,500. The girl now said, that means it's you. Because who told you that the money is 6,500? So, yes. When they came to the mother and asked the mother said, it's 6,500. They hooked the mother. They said, they passed. They said, come on, go and bring a little girl. The money is huge at 6,500. Tell me if that girl is given any position wherever she is. A little girl that should be afraid. Even if she wants to take maybe 100 naira. She took 6,500. Tell me what she wants to do. She wants to pay her school fees by herself. Dude, I think our parents, we need to start bringing up our children in a rightful way. Try to discourage them from stealing. And as little as you can, try to give them small pennies. Say, oh, this one, save it. This one, spend it. There is a way I do with my children. I don't know. Other parents should try. So help your children. So if there's anything you can do, just think of something to assuage the children from stealing. Because when they grow up, they steal as much as even without fear of people, even in the house of God.
Muriel, thank you very much. Wow, look at that. All right, let's wrap up here and read some comments here. Even imported goods are fake, Jude. Why do you think Nigerians stop buying goods from Taiwan? I bought a rechargeable fan for 22,000 naira. The neck broke off after 3 months. When I contacted the company for replacement, they said the guarantee period has elapsed. Meaning I spent 22,000 naira to waste for 3 months. A rechargeable fan I expected to last for about 5 years. Ah, Jude, filling stations adjust the meter so that the first 3 or 4 liters goes into your tank is air before the fuel starts coming. Annie, I need to find out if that is true. I don't think that's meant to be possible. I was a site contractor for my uncle's hotel when it was being built. Do you know these guys follow the lorry to offload are criminals? If you see them stacking and you don't look, 500 bags of cement can just get missing. Wow. Okay, good morning. Have you heard about it? It's called magic rubber, small paint rubber. They double it 2 or 3 times. They use it for garri, rice, beans, and flour. Since I can't recognize the magic rubber, I tell them, please give me normal rubber, and they will, Hannah says. Anyway, thank you as always for sharing your sharp practice stories with us. Good morning.